The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. What motivates a lifelong musician who loves musical theater and afforded lead roles in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, The Sound of Music, and Beauty and the Beast, to have a growing lifelong passion to pursue the presence of God? This is the story of Tiffany Ross. And we pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know the one who loves you and knows you, no matter what you're facing, no matter how tough things seem to be right now, there is always hope in Jesus. In Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who has cleansed and filled Tiffany Ross's heart with his hope, is reaching out to you. And it's our prayer that you would turn to Jesus and open your heart to him and receive him as your Savior and Lord. And we also know that there's someone who's a believer in Jesus today, and we believe this program will be one of encouragement and hope that will build you up. Tiffany Ross is a radio show and podcast co-host with Donna Scales, A Time to Dream. She served as a worship leader for a church in Frisco, Texas, where she met her husband, Brad. They have three children, Aiden, Eli, and Lily. Tiffany sings at retreats and events across the United States, and we're blessed to have her with us. Tiffany, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you, Danny. I'm delighted to be on your show.
Tell us, where did you grow up?
I grew up in San Jose, California. San Jose is now known as Silicon Valley, but it was in the earlier years before it was really Silicon Valley. And I am the youngest of three children. I was raised by a single mom. And my mom was raised by a very, very godly mother. And that legacy of Christianity and a deep faith in the Lord was passed down as well through my mother to me. I grew up in San Jose. And my story, actually, you know, the Lord's protection and provision has been over my whole family since I can remember, honestly. And when my mom met my dad, they were both raised in the ministry. My dad was a preacher's son, and my mom, like I told you, was raised by a very godly woman who was involved in music as well in their church. And so my parents got married and had wonderful hopes and aspirations for their life, and had my brother, Tim, who's 7 years older than I am. And, you know, life was trotting along, and my dad even considered going into the ministry himself. But through some disillusionment with various pastors, he turned his back on that direction for his life. They then had my sister, who Tammy is 2.5 years older than I am. And so my dad kind of did a 180. Here he was thinking about joining the ministry, and all of a sudden he tells my mom, I'm going to go into law enforcement. Wow. So it was kind of an abrupt halt there, but he did. He pursued law enforcement, and my mom tells me that she saw a shift in my dad during that time. He became very hardened. He became very cynical about the things of God. He would go to church, but rather begrudgingly. And yet my mom was still very involved. She was a stay-at-home mom, had never worked outside of the home. And so they were, you know, trying to make this family work, but she didn't feel that they were unified in the Lord. He was a very angry person at that point. And they had discussed having more children. And my dad told her, we are not going to have any more children. We're done. Well, she had come to find out that he had been having several affairs during that time in law enforcement. Several. And yet she felt obligated somewhat to stay with him. She wanted to work it out with him. But he told her, no, we're not going to have any more children. And by the way, you're going to go get a hysterectomy. I'll get a vasectomy. One of us has to figure this out because we're not having any more children. Mm-hmm. Well, my dad chose to have the vasectomy. It really wasn't up for discussion. And so he went and did that. My mom was somewhat heartbroken because she really felt led to have more children, but under the circumstances, she thought, well, maybe that's best. Well, lo and behold, after his surgery, a couple months later, my mom discovers that she's pregnant with me.
Wow.
So, and I looked up that statistic years later in my 20s, and it's about 1 in 1,000 after a vasectomy that a pregnancy occurs. So I know that the Lord had his hand on my life, but when my mom presented to my dad, I'm pregnant. First of all, you know, he was already in a dark place, so he started accusing her of having affairs. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not mine. I already had the vasectomy, and, you know, for those of you, if you could meet my mother, she's no saint, but she, definitely it was his. I am my dad's daughter, and the irony is I look so much like him as well.
Wow.
So all of that said, he told her, you're not having this child, you're going to go get an abortion. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you don't get an abortion, I'm leaving the family, and you all will have to fend for yourself. Well, that struck terror, of course, into my mother, who, yes, she was a musician, could play the piano, but had no idea how she could provide for her family, having never worked outside of the home. So, of course, she felt between a rock and a hard place, thinking, how am I going to do this? Should I do this? So to give you, Danny and Lonnie, a little bit of backstory on my mother and the godly mother that she had, my grandmother, my mom calls her mom during this time. And my mom has made the appointment, mind you, because she doesn't know any other way to do this. She even sought counsel with a pastor who told her, well, Judy, I don't really know what to tell you because the Bible really doesn't talk about abortion. So she had been seeking wise counsel, seeking the Lord, knowing deep down this is not probably what God would have her do, but she, again, felt so trapped. Called my grandmother, her mother, and said, Mom, this is what's happened, and Dan said he's going to leave the family if I don't have this abortion. And my grandmother told her, now, Judy, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I want to remind you that when I was pregnant with you, now my grandmother did not get married till she was 40 years old. She longed to have a family, but God just didn't bring a husband into her life until later in life.
Wow.
Her husband was 20 years older than she. So my grandmother was 40. My mother's father was 60 when my mother was born. Okay.
Wow.
So that said, God had promised my grandmother a child. And my grandmother said, Lord, if you would see fit, I know I'm older, but if I could have a child and if I could have a little girl, I would be so ecstatic. Well, God did that for her. However, when my grandmother went to the doctor to see how the pregnancy was going, granted this was in the early 40s, so technology was not what it is today. The doctor told her, well, Winona, you are filled with fibroid tumors. Mm. And I can just assure you right now, you will die or this baby will die. Mm. We'll have to abort this child. Mm. Well, my grandmother told him, looked him in the face and said, I will have this baby or die. This is my miracle child from the Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have this child. She went to the elders of her church. They anointed her with oil, prayed over her. And my grandmother told my mother that from that point on, even though the tumors were still there, she felt a lightness. Mm-hmm. There was not that heaviness that she felt. Mm-hmm. So when my mm-hmm. mother was born, they said it was like my mom was face down in a pile of rocks. There were so many tumors. But cesarean section, she was born healthy and happy. So now fast forward to this conversation that my mom is having with my grandmother. My grandmother reminds her of that story, and she said, Judy, as God is my witness, he will give you the strength to have this child. He will provide for you. No matter what happens, God has you. I promise you that. So that gave my mom the strength, the unction to call the abortion clinic and say, I'm canceling my appointment. And they said, oh, no, no, Mrs. Johnson, no, 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 you've got it scheduled. We want you to come in. Everything's set. And she said, now hear this, I am not coming. And so she chose not to have the abortion. I would love to say that my dad had a change of heart and all was well, but he stuck around long enough to make her life miserable. He would punch her in the stomach and say, now, maybe you'll miscarry. Maybe it'll be retarded. And he just made her life misery because he didn't want any more quote-unquote burden, you know, the life he was living. So he did. Yes. He eventually left. And I will say, kudos to my mother for never sharing that story with me until I was in my early 20s. So all mm-hmm. I knew growing up was my single mom. I didn't know the backstory.
Hey, Tiffany. Tiffany, yes. We're going to have to take a quick break here. We'll come back to this compelling story that you're sharing. You're listening to Tiffany Ross. She is a radio show and podcast host with Donna Skell's A Time to Dream. You can find out more about A Time to Dream and listen to their episodes at atimetodream.org. atimetodream.org. Again, Tiffany Ross, her story of what she went through, what her grandmother went through to bring her to this world. God's divine unction, yes, and a divine appointment that Tiffany Ross would have with so many lives that will benefit from her gifts, divinely appointed gifts, some of which she will share with us today. More with Tiffany Ross and her story when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Aloha, Lani Ka'a here in studio with Danny Yamashiro. We're here at The Good Life Hawaii. You can find out more about The Good Life radio program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Today, our guest is Tiffany Ross. If you'd like to hear her entire program, show, maybe you missed the first segment, you can go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, search under Tiffany Ross, and you can hear this entire show, or you can send it to someone God is placing on your heart, maybe someone you think might benefit from hearing Tiffany's testimony. In our first segment, we talked about with you, Tiffany, about just the amazing grace and protection God has had over your life, and even from the moment of conception to birth and beyond. And we're so blessed that He was able to bring you through trials. You are a radio host, much like Danny and I are, and blessed to do that as well. Your radio show, A Time to Dream, seems to be similar to The Good Life. Tell us, how did you get involved in A Time to Dream?
Well, that's interesting. You know, I've always had a love for theater and public speaking and all of that. And I would say about, 10 years ago, my husband and I got involved in the Messianic movement in the Christian faith, which is really Jewish and Gentile believers who want to tap into the Jewish roots and context of the Bible and of our faith. And Donna Skell, she is a Jewish believer. Mm. And I met her at a congregation, a Messianic congregation, excuse me. And actually, the very first time that I visited there, we have a mutual friend. I didn't know it at the time. But this girl was a greeter, and I said, "Well, Debbie," and got to talking with her. And she said, "Oh, you must meet my friend Donna." And so she introduced me to Donna, and then I got to hear more about the Roaring Lambs ministry, which is all about sharing our testimony and being effective, being a believer in our world that's not ashamed of Jesus, you know, being that roaring lamb. And so I went through the testimony workshop there and just really had gotten to know Donna better, and she really is a sister now to me. Mm. But she was doing A Time to Dream now. I think she's been doing it for 7 years. She had another co-host for years. They did it together, but Lisa since moved on to other ministries and other things that God was calling her to. And Donna called me up one day and said, "Hey, how would you like to co-host A Time to Dream with me?"
Wow.
And I just felt right in my spirit. I said yes. And so we've been doing it now together for about 2 years and just having a ball, meeting people, hearing about how Jesus has touched their lives in all sorts of different ways. But Jesus is always the hero of the story.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Jesus is the hero of the story. So well said. You know, when you talked a little bit, you said you were in a musical theater. I know when we introduced you, we talked about your experience in three of my all-time favorite productions, period.
Cool.
She's just pulling at every heartstring of mine. You were part of The Sound of Music. And
yes.
So tell us about your experience in that part of life, and how was it to be a person of faith and walk through that season of your life?
Yes. So thankfully, the musical theater that I was part of was actually more Christian-based production companies, which was really a blessing because we could share the Lord together and also our love for theater. But my hat's off to anyone that goes into that world, be it Broadway, Hollywood, that are believers that are willing to be bold for Jesus in that realm. But for me, the Lord allowed me to exercise that love of musical theater, but really within Christian production companies, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so Sound of Music for sure is my all-time favorite. In fact, my husband just very kindly years ago took me on the tour where he rented a car and took me to all the different sites of the movie locations.
And I've actually done that as well.
Have you too, Lonnie?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yes. So it was really, really great. And that's kind of my testimony, is how the Lord has been, and the Holy Spirit through music has been that thread of faithfulness and a reminder of his presence, and any giftings. You know, there's that older movie, Chariots of Fire, and there is a line in that film that I love, because Eric Little was saying, when I run, I feel his pleasure. And for me, when I sing, when I can do what he's designed me to do, I feel his pleasure. I feel it's like I'm, you know, all cylinders are running.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Tiffany.
Yes.
Let me just say, kudos to Brad. Good man.
Oh.
Takes his
yes.
wife on the Sound of Music tour.
Yes.
Hey, we can't go on without allowing our listeners to at least appreciate the gift that God has given you. We want to play a song, The Sound of Music, which you sang. But can you give us a little background of what you shared with that group before you sang the song from the scripture of Psalm 121?
Yes, with The Sound of Music?
Yes.
That song for me, in fact, yes, I did. I sang that at Roaring Lamb, and I even asked Donna. It was Roaring Lambs also. There's such a heritage with Roaring Lambs, but they've been now in ministry for over 40 years. But they have a Bible study that meets weekly. And I had asked Donna, I said, I really feel compelled to sing The Sound of Music, but it's a very spiritual experience for me. It's not just about a show tune. And so what I shared with the people was this. You know, the scripture, I lift up mine eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. And so, honestly, that film and that song in particular to me, the hills to me represent the majesty and the power and the faithfulness of God. And so when I think of the literal hills that I can look outside and see, or in Austria going there and seeing all of that, it reminds me of the majesty and the beauty and the power of God, and that I am his creation, and I get to lift up this sound back to him. And it's this circular motion, because when I sing to him, his spirit pours back down, and I just keep this circle going, that to me, there's nothing better. Mm-hmm. So for me, that is the sound of music. It is the Holy Spirit, ultimately.
And here's Tiffany Ross singing The Sound of Music.
My day in the hills has come to an end, I know. A star has come out to tell me it's time to go. Deep in the dark green shadows, there's a voice that urges me to stay. So I pause and I wait and I listen for one more sound, for one more lovely thing that the hills might say. With songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze, to lap like the brook when it trips and falls over stones on its way, to sing through the night like a lark who is learning to pray.
Tiffany Ross, A Sound of Music. Tiffany, thank you for sharing your gift of song with us, your gift of music. When we come back from our break, let's talk a little bit more. You know, I'm really interested in this word musicianary. So yeah. Let's cover that when we come back. You're listening to Tiffany Ross. She is a co-host of A Time to Dream with Donna Skell. It's a program of roaring lambs sharing Christ internationally. The weekly interview show features guests who share their testimonies of overcoming life's trials. Find out more at atimetodream.org. Again, atimetodream.org. We'll be back with more from Tiffany Ross. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Hear me calling.
You're listening. listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Tiffany Ross grew up in San Jose, California. She grew up surrounded by music ministry, and has been singing all of her life with a yearning to pursue God's presence. If you knew her background and where she came from and what her mother and her grandmother have gone through, you'd see the anointing and grace of God all over Tiffany Ross. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Lani Ka'a. Thank you for joining us. Tiffany, what is a musicianary?
Well, Danny, that's a term that I had a friend of mine tell me years ago. I was young and right out of high school, and I was sharing with her what my passion was, you know, music and reaching out to the lost, and how could the two merge? And she said, well, Tiffany, you're a musicianary. And it stuck with me. And one of the ways that God allowed me to function in that was when I was in Fresno, California, which is just south, a few hours south of San Jose. I lived there during my college years. We had a great outreach program in our music ministry, and my music director gathered a few of us. We kind of formed a rock band, and we would go over to Europe in the summer, and we'd put up shop in the parks and anywhere we could legally, and we would play covers of songs that didn't necessarily, wasn't questionable, just fun songs that people would recognize, and they'd want to come and listen to the music. And then, you know, we'd take breaks and just share our testimony. And so that's really where I got a love and a passion for being a quote-unquote musicianary. Mm.
I love that term, you know, musicianary. It gives you both a ministry of worship to the Lord and a ministry of the mission field for the Lord's purposes. What a great combination word that is. In your time in mission work and ministry work, what experiences have just delighted you the most in doing the Lord's work out in the mission field?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I will say this. Apart from those summers overseas, my missions work, if you will, has really just been like most of us, like your listeners, just day to day in the grocery store and at the bank teller and at the school and you name it. But, and I really want to encourage your listeners. You know, we hear people say a lot of times, well, I'm going to go into full-time ministry or so-and-so's in full-time ministry. Mm. If you know and love Jesus, we are all in full-time ministry. We are. We are. So whatever gift, maybe you don't even know what gift really God's given you, ask him. He'll show you what gift he wants to birth or to even blossom in you. Because like I was saying, even with singing and the chariots of fire analogy and when I run, I feel his pleasure, all of that, God will not necessarily make it easy, because we know that Satan wants to thwart any mention we make of Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But we will be working in the giftings and the callings and the design that God made us, right?
Yeah.
And so that part is easy, you know?
Yeah.
And so for me, the best part has just been seeing people's eyes light up when they realize, and Danny, you mentioned it even at the top of the show, that there is hope. There is hope in Jesus. This world, this past year and a half, I won't even bore you with all the ways that the enemy has come against me and my family. Oh, my goodness, it has been nonstop. But there is hope in Jesus. I can get up in the morning and share his love because there is hope in Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. as a person, a worship leader, talk to us about how important worship is in your life and is in a believer's life.
Yes. Well, you know, the Lord has, I like this. I like the journey that I've had with him because I feel like, you know, he's growing and he's expanding in my heart and my mind what worship really is. I think a lot of us think that worship is a 20-minute segment on a Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
And that's fine. There's worship there, no doubt. But I am so jazzed as of late to expand my ways of worshiping him. If I go on a walk and I just praise him for the nature that I'm surrounded by, and I feel his presence, and I just want to tell him, maybe I don't even sing it, but I'm just telling him, Lord, I love you. Lord, you're so good to me. Lord, you're so faithful. That worship is everything, really, because it fosters immediately this spirit of gratitude. I'm no longer fixated on myself and my problems, but once my gaze is lifted upward, he is so good to bring his presence, to usher in that peace that I need. And so, but I'll tell you, during COVID, I was kind of feeling the rest of it too with, you know, what many people were feeling and just this depression and discouragement. And I had called the lady who was a mentor to me for years, called her up, and I was discouraged and probably whining that day. And she said, well, Tiffany, have you been singing much? And I thought, well, oh my goodness, no. Have I opened my mouth, you know? There's power. The power of life and death is in our tongue. So when we can worship, when we can praise, when we can speak scripture, all of those things, it is worship, and it's a reminder, constant reminder, of the power that's within us, that's Jesus resurrected. The power is within us, right? And all around us. So that's the power of worship for me.
Wow. And how has it, you know, I've been a co-host now with just really privileged to work on the Good Life Radio and have learned so much. My learning curve was quite steep, I will say. How has that been for you, co-host to co-host?
You know what? It has been a really fun journey. There are things that I'm grateful that some of it has just been very natural for me. In other ways, I will say, you know what? The Lord has taught me through the interview process. It really is universal in dealing with other people. And you can tell when an interviewer is just going through the questions or if the interviewer is really listening to that person and if there's a difference. And I thought that needs to translate to my life. I need to really, really be listening to people and not just waiting for what I want to say next, you know, because even in that, the Lord will guide our conversations in the way he wants them.
You know, that's so fun you say that.
Yeah.
Because we do. We come into the studio and we have a plan. You know, we don't. We certainly prepare and have a plan. But how often the Lord has taken over the conversation in a direction that I had absolute no idea about. And we end up in a place that's so much more powerful than my paperwork suggested it would be. And when he does that, I leave here both exhausted and fired up at the same time, because his love and his work through this ministry is so amazing. What kinds of maybe some experiences, some guests maybe that have really, you know, you have really been impacted by and that testimony has really, you know, stayed with you?
Oh, goodness. I'd be fascinated to know if Donna was given the same question, if she gives the same answer. But one that immediately stands out to me is a gal by the name of Elsa Marley. And she was trafficked for years in the sex trafficking world. Her father, her mother died when she was young, and her father, who was cruel to her, he told her she grew up not in the States, But he told her, oh, you're going to go live with your uncle in the United States. She didn't realize that he sold her to a stranger
wow.
in the United States. And she said, from the time I was 12 years old, I lived with this stranger. I had to serve him in every horrible way you could imagine. But God gave her the strength to leave that. But then she went into the foster care system where she was sexually abused.
Wow.
Then she went, and it was from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And I will tell you, Lonnie, I just sat in awe
yeah.
of the grace of God over her life and the fact that she did not allow that bitterness to stay inside of her, but she is now pouring her life out mm-hmm. to help other women, other children. She's a counselor. She does so many things, but it was so moving. And she, when she would mention her life, I'm thinking, well, you've told this time and again, but it's like she went right back there and the tears just flowed
wow.
for what she went through, but the goodness of God as well and how he brought her out of that. But that too just reminded me, whenever I share my story, I want to, as painful as it is, to go back to those painful moments
yeah.
and let people know that hurt really does happen, but we have a good God mm-hmm. who will take us out of that pain,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, we've had so many experiences here in studio as well, as you say. And while the Lord is really using the testimonies of his people, because for everyone that sits before us with a testimony, you know that there are, I don't know, 100 that are sitting
yeah.
and not able to share it, but are
yeah.
are living it and are being inspired to move forward
mm-hmm.
and to pick up and not let go of their life, but
yeah.
to know that they have worth and they have value. They have purpose mm-hmm. beyond where they are right this minute.
That's right.
You know, Tiffany, I'm sure you have been through difficult times, even today. How does the Lord help you through your difficult times? What what do you do? Because, you know, you talked a little bit about, gee, this year alone has been a battle.
Yes.
What do you do?
Definitely. It has been a battle with our 16-year-old girl.
Mm.
And I heard someone say just yesterday, and it touched me so much. He was talking, it was a pastor, and he was saying, perhaps you don't even recognize your life. You feel like you've been dropped into somebody else's life, and you don't even know who you are practically. Just wanted to remind the listeners that even if we don't recognize our lives at this stage of the game, that Jesus, God, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'll tell you, my testimony has been the Sound of Music. And God provided for our family time and time and time again, financially and otherwise. I have story upon story miracles of God's provision. What gives me strength right now when I can be fearful about what's going to happen with my daughter? What's going to happen? Will she make wise choices?
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to spiral downward forever? Is this going to go on for 10 more years till we see the other side of it? But I'm telling you, it's the faithfulness of God and the legacy that I have had in my family and the goodness of God that I choose to speak life over her.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to speak life over my family. I choose to speak life and not let the I'm telling you, fear has wanted to grip me
mm-hmm.
every day when I wake up, fear,
yeah.
every day, be it our finances or my daughter. And I have to lay that at the feet of Jesus and say, God, you are with me. God, I don't want this, but God, you're greater than he that's in the world.
mm-hmm.
And you've had me in the past, and you will have us all in the future. And
yeah.
you have me today.
Yeah.
And so that is what gets me through. And
mm-hmm.
obviously his word just breathes new life into me daily. So I just encourage your listeners, God is not wagging his finger at you right now because,
mm-hmm.
oh, you haven't read the Bible enough or you haven't spent enough time with him. He just longs to comfort you and to be with you no matter what's going on. That's what his word is for, is
mm-hmm.
not to beat you over the head, but to encourage you, to give you the strength you need for today.
Amen. Amen. Tiffany Ross, we're going to take a quick break. Wow, that was powerful stuff. That was power punch in segment three. We are going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more, and we're going to pray because
yes.
absolutely prayer is needed in today's age for the young people, for the parents, for those that are raising the next generation, but those that are facing challenges every single day. And as you said, Tiffany, the word, worship, prayer. Start there, and God will do the rest. We don't have to strive. We don't have to fear. We just have to let God. We're with Tiffany Ross. You can find out more about her ministry at atimetodream.org. Stay with us. Danny and I are in studio at the Good Life Hawaii, goodlifehawaii.com. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Tiffany Ross speaks with such a tenderness and a level of sensitivity that speaks to the heart of a parent, and parenting has its challenges. I think we can all share in that way. Wisdom, lessons. What lessons has the Lord taught? That's it. Mm-hmm. Tiffany, as we're back here, and we talk about atimetodream.org, we talk about roaring lambs. Tiffany Ross, what lessons have you learned from the Lord from a parenting perspective?
I have learned that God's love, you know, I grew up in the church. I grew up in the faith. And, you know, we sang about his love. Jesus loves me, this I know. I mean, his love. But in a way, Danny, I feel like some of us in the church that have been raised in the faith, have been raised in the truth, sometimes that becomes white noise. And we need to pause, at least for me, there are times where I just need a reset. And I will say this past year and a half has been a reset with God. And so I'm even seeing, I mean, the visual I have in my mind right now, and perhaps you've seen a picture of it where there's concrete and there's cracks in the concrete, and all of a sudden a little flower just blooms right out of that crack. Mm-hmm. And that is what I'm seeing him do right now. And it can sound so cliche, but he literally is, it's like he almost needed to shatter things and say, okay, now we're going to rebuild. Now we're going to do it in a way that I always intended. I won't go into, mm-hmm. you know, all the dynamics and everything involved, but I'm learning to rest again, to not let, okay, I'm fumbling here, but it's making more sense now how I want to say it. You know, the Bible tells us not to fear. Don't be anxious for anything, but with prayer and supplication, present everything to the Lord. And the Bible, how many times throughout Scripture does it say don't fear, right? And yet with the financial issues that I've gone through, that our family's going through, and the struggle with our daughter, I have felt like I get to have those as exceptions. So I go to the Lord and say, I'll pray for everybody else, but okay, oh, these two things, my heart, I can hardly take it, God, you know how fearful I am, I'm so fearful of it, fear. And he's saying, no, even those, even your finances, even your daughter, I'm telling you not to fear. I'm telling you to trust me. I'm telling you to believe that you have trained her up in the way she should go. When she is older, you know, and that scripture has given me comfort as well, because none of us, no parent wants to see his or her child stray from the past, but God in his goodness gave us the story of the prodigal son, didn't he?
Absolutely.
He gave us that scripture and said, and when they are older, they will not depart from it. So what that tells me is there might be a season when our children stray.
Yeah.
There might be. And he's got us. He's got them. We need to keep praying over them, believing for them, and believing that the seeds that we planted when they were young, they will come to fruition.
Amen.
When they're older. Mm-hmm. You know?
Amen. Amen. I come into complete agreement with you, Tiffany. Clinging on to God's word, especially when we are as parents concerned or not seeing what we think we're supposed to be seeing. And you know, certainly my parents did not have a plan for my life that it was followed by myself nor the Lord. The Lord had a better plan. And, you know, he walks all of us through the testimony he's going to give us in order to create the purpose that he has in our hearts, that we will strive to honor him and to serve him all the days of our lives because of the testimony that he's given us, because of the walk, whether it was through fire or water or not. And I always, you know, as I come to those spaces in my life as a parent, as you are so well articulating, it's an amazing thing to realize that God is in control. And no matter what we do, no matter how we fear or stay up late at night or lose sleep, God is in control at the end of it all. And if our trust can be there...
Yes.
Amen. It's
Lonnie,
going to be
fun. Can I, if I can just share with you just a moment, God has been so good in this, I mean, in so many respects, but this is a cool thing that he's done for me in this past year. And I wanted to shun it, because, and I'll tell you why. This scripture has come across my path in so many random ways that I know that it's the Lord. But here's why I wanted to shun it away. It's a bumper sticker scripture. It's Jeremiah 29:11.
Sure.
For I know the plans I have for you, right? Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. Well, anytime that would come across my path, I'd go, well, of course that's a scripture, God. That's everybody's, you know, bumper sticker scripture. But he kept bringing it across my path. He kept bringing it across my path in ways I couldn't have dreamed. And I'm saying, Lord, you are reminding me that you've got this. You know, you have a good future in store for me and my family and my daughter and my grandchildren one day, you know? So I praise him for that even when I'm not looking for him, He'll come and sit right in front of me and say, I know the plans I have for you. I've got it. Mm-hmm. I've got it.
We are just about out of time. I feel like we've just, the engine just got hot. And we got to turn the car off.
Okay.
Doesn't it always happen? But you know what? This is right. going to resonate so much with our listeners. I thank you so much for sharing what you have. But before we leave, we do want to pray for that listener, for all of our listeners, specifically that one who has heard your voice and heard your testimony and is in need of prayer. In need of God's grace, His mercy, His love. Would you pray for that listener?
Absolutely. Father, I thank you that you see each and every soul that's listening to this broadcast right now. Man, woman, young, old, child, Lord, you know each person so individually. They are fearfully and wonderfully made. They are not a mistake. They are here by your hand and your design, and you have a good plan for that person, Lord. And I speak it again, for God knows the plans he has for you, plans for a hope, plans for a future, to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you a bright future. Mm-hmm. That is what he's speaking over you today. It is not coincidence that you're listening to this right now. If you have known the Lord in the past, but you are far from him, draw close to him. He has nothing but his arms wide open. Love, forgiveness, acceptance, peace, and grace are all in his hands right now. Father, I pray that you would just cover those people right now. And for the ones that are running from you, that have never chosen you, that are afraid of you, that think wrongly of you, that just don't know about how good you are, God, I pray, Lord, that your love would cause them to run to you in a way that they can't resist, that they realize that today is the day that they can know you personally. Lord, that they can be yours for eternity, that they don't have to have that misery anymore that they felt, but they can be finally embraced by you, knowing their Savior Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for this time, and I praise you for Lonnie and Danny, and I just praise you for every person listening now. Touch them now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Tiffany, thank you so much. Thank you for being with us today and sharing your heart as you have. Thank you.
Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Lonnie. It's been a pleasure. It's been an honor.
Captivating words from Tiffany Ross. Find out more at atimetodream.org. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus, even as Tiffany has, with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, we believe this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video set up for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Tiffany Ross, atimetodream.org. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.